This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who is on board the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said Shubhanshu's journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era. Sharing his experiences with Prime Minister Modi, Captain Shukla said he has learnt a lot during his training, saying that his journey is a collective achievement for the entire country.
आप आज मातृ भूमि से भारत भूमि से सबसे दूर है लेकिन भारतवासियों के दिलों के सबसे करीब है आपके नाम में भी शुभ है और आपकी यात्रा नए युग का शुभ आरंभ भी है इस समय बात हम दोनों कर रहे हैं लेकिन मेरे साथ 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की भावनाएं भी हैं मेरी आवाज में सभी भारतीयों का उत्साह और उमंग शामिल है अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको हार्दिक बधाई और शुभकामनाएं देता हूं तो सबसे पहले तो ये बताइए वहां सब कुशल मंगल है
जी प्रधानमंत्री जी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपकी विशेष का और 140 करोड़ मेरे देशवासियों के विशेष का मैं यहां बिल्कुल ठीक हूं सुरक्षित हूं आप सबके आशीर्वाद और प्यार की वजह से बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है बहुत नया एक्सपीरियंस है ये और कहीं ना कहीं बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी हो रही हैं जो दर्शाती हैं कि मैं और मेरे जैसे बहुत सारे लोग हमारे देश में और हमारा भारत किस दिशा में जा रहा है ये जो मेरी यात्रा है ये पृथ्वी से ऑर्बिट की 400 किलोमीटर तक की जो छोटी सी यात्रा है ये सिर्फ मेरी नहीं है मुझे लगता है कहीं ना कहीं ये हमारे देश की भी यात्रा है बिकॉज जब मैं छोटा था मैं कभी सोच नहीं पाया कि मैं एस्ट्रोनॉट बन सकता हूं लेकिन मुझे लगता है आपके नेतृत्व में आज का भारत ये मौका देता है और उन सपनों को साकार करने का भी मौका देता है तो ये बहुत बड़ी उपलब्धि है मेरे लिए और मैं बहुत गर्व फील कर रहा हूं कि मैं यहां पे अपने देश का प्रतिनिधित्व कर पा रहा हूं
Captain Shukla said India looks grand and much bigger from space. Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut who has travelled to space 4 decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the preamble of any constitution is its soul and it is not changeable. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said a change was effected in the Indian constitution at a time when people were virtually enslaved during emergency. Mr. Dhankar said addition of words socialist, secular and integrity in the preamble during the emergency signals betrayal of the mindset of the framers of the constitution. The BJP has slammed the Mamata Banerjee-led TMC government in West Bengal over crime against women in the state. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said the entire country is deeply saddened by the horrific incident of gang rape in a law college in Kolkata. Mr. Patra said BJP President JP Nadda has formed a committee which will soon visit the spot and submit its report to the national president. Meanwhile, a 5-member special investigation team, SIT, has been formed under an assistant commissioner of police to investigate the gang rape case. India defeated England by 97 runs in the first T20 of their 5-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. Put into bat, India scored 210 runs for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, England were all out for 113 runs in 14.5 overs. China registered a 3-0 win against the Indian women's hockey team in Berlin, pushing them on the brink of relegation from the FIH Hockey Pro League. India made a good start, winning a penalty corner as early as the 4th minute but failed to convert. China capitalized with goals from Yang Chen and Ying Zhang via penalty corners and a field goal from Anhui Yu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.